Hallelujah, hallelujah, good morning, this is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England with a quick hello for you. I've not been on Audioboo for a while. I have been Twittering, evangelising, I've been doing my YouTube and my other stuff. Scores of emails daily is about prayer requests now. I mean, the Word of God is really moving at the moment. Anyway, I'm listening to Fox's Book of Martyrs in LibriVox, Volume 2, The Sufferings and Triumphant Deaths of the Early Christians and Protestant Martyrs. And the Book of Martyrs by John Fox is an English Protestant account of the persecution of Protestants, many of whom who died for their beliefs within the decade immediately preceding its first publication. Do you know, it was first published by John Day. Hang on, let me pause it. First published by John Day in 1563. Lavishly illustrated with many woodcuts, it was the largest publishing project undertaken in Britain up to that time. Commonly known as Fox's Book of Martyrs, the work's full title begins with Acts and Monuments of These Lateran Perilous Days, Touching Matters of the Church. There were too many subsequent editions by Day and by other editors down through the years. Fox's original work was enormous, the second edition filling two heavy folio volumes with a total of 2,300 pages, and it's estimated to have been as long, twice as long as Edward Gibbon's Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. The book was first published shortly after the death of Queen Mary. You see, because during Mary's reign, common people of Protestant Christian faith were publicly burned at the stake in an attempt to eliminate dissension from Catholic doctrines. Fox's account of Mary's reign and its martyrdoms form a significant part of the work. Fox intended to justify the foundation of the Church of England as a continuation of the true and faithful ancient church, rather than as a new denomination. Now, what I'm listening to the Fox is he has a historical perspective. Do you know, it begins with the early Christian martyrs and continues with the Inquisition, Wycliffe and the Marian persecutions. For the English Church, Fox's book remains a fundamental witness to the sufferings of faithful Bible-believing Christian people at the hands of the anti-Protestant Roman Catholic authorities, and to the miracle of their endurance unto death. I mean, many Roman Catholics often view Fox's record of this period as an extremely partisan and the primary propaganda piece for English anti-Catholicism. Among other objections, the accuracy of Fox's claims regarding martyrdoms under Mary ignore the mingled political and religious aspects of the time period. Some of the victims may have been intent on removing Mary from the throne. Although the work is more accurate when dealing with events during Fox's time, it is not always considered a correct or impartial account of the period and includes occasional willful falsification of evidence, apparently. Do you know, but the one thing about this is you know, we often hear, don't we, of which is terrible, of the 6 years of, you know, the Nazi regime, the persecution of your Jews, the Holocaust. But now we're aware of 600 years from 1203 to 1605. You know, 50 million Christians were murdered. Whole cities in France wiped out. The Albigensians and others wiped out by the papal inquisitions. And 70 continuous popes added to the tortures of the Inquisition. Do you know, and it's so indeed that, you see, it's all about biblical faith in Christ Jesus alone. Whereas, you see, the Catholics are not Christian. And that's a fact, you know. And I'm just studying all this history. But when I hold my Bible in my hands now, I'm really moved and aware of people my age and younger. Some as eight, some as young as 12 were tortured and made to turn or burn. You know, and frightening stuff. And when we look now, that in many countries now, biblical evangelism is becoming a hate crime. In this country now, you know, to speak against homosexuality or other religions, you know, not to target them, but to try and point them to that what the Bible says is fast becoming a hate crime. And the link between Catholic civil law, yeah, in many countries, wherever they have the, I can't remember the word for it, where they have, concordats with the Vatican. Whichever country has concordats with Vatican, it's to recognise, you know, Catholic law, annulment of marriages, the buying of property, and to say who is and who isn't a Christian. And in Donius Jesu, not so long ago, Ratzinger, the current Pope, who was head of the Old Inquisition, Congregation of Doctrine of Faith it was called, but it's the Old Inquisition. He said that by necessity for salvation, you know, you have to be Catholic, and if you're not Catholic, your churches aren't churches in the true sense. So I would just say that the Inquisition is very, very slowly on its way back in different forms, but it's the same thing. In the year 2017, it will be the 500th year anniversary of the Counter-Reformation. So look for something to happen there. Hallelujah. Fox's Book of Martyrs. Read it and learn. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire, in the north of England, blessing you today.